want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, country hams. We were in Atlanta for the annual Atlanta Food and Wine Festival not long ago. The folks who started this up have hit the sweet spot on all manner of Southern cooking and drinking with this fest. My son, Justin, and I were busy as bees over the 3 days and nights with various events. A dinner at the Optimist Club, a nose-to-tail demo on whole fish grilling at the Lowe's Hotel, and finally, a farewell party Sunday evening called A Chorus of Greens, hosted by Atlanta star chefs Annie Quattrano and Linton Hopkins. We did attend a few classes as well. One was on making country hams. The person many American chefs look up to on that subject is a gentleman from Madisonville, Tennessee, named Alan Benton. The list of his fans would fill up a pork barrel. He said at one point in his homespun presentation, "I've nearly starved to death doing this job, until now." I'm glad he had the country steel to hang on. Mr. Benton was joined on stage by six chefs from throughout the South, each with a ham they were carving from when we entered that porcine-perfumed hotel conference room. Chicago-based chef Art Smith had just handed me a ham-filled biscuit not an hour before this class, but it didn't staunch my lust for these works of edible art. When I was about 19, I started hitchhiking with a couple of buddies. One of the routes I came to know well was the one between my hometown in northern Illinois and my soon-to-be-adopted one of Key West, Florida. One of my pals was from Cincinnati, so we routinely rested up and refueled there, compliments of his mother's refrigerator and his stepdaddy's beer cooler. Despite the quicker speed of the massive U.S. interstates, we often got off and hit the little two-lane blue highways to slow down and have a look, a smell, and a taste of America. I remember traveling through western Kentucky, very near the southern Illinois border, one beautiful spring day, and passing through the town of Metropolis, where they had a big painting of Superman on the water tower, and another named Monkey's Eyebrow, for reasons I still don't know. It was in the town of KD's that I began to understand the allure of country hams. We entered a kind of general store meets luncheonette. A gentleman in his 80s and smoking a white pipe was slicing up some fine ribbons of ham near the cash register. Seeing my interest via my twitching nose, he offered a portion right off the ancient blade. I took it, and it changed me. The folks who make country hams start with about a 50-pound section of pork meat. It is somewhat troublingly called a green ham at this point. Then they are buried thoroughly in a salt, sugar, and/or pepper mixture for up to 3 weeks. They are not injected, which is a cheap quick fix, suitable only for commercial-grade hams. Great hams take time, almost a full year, in fact. Back at the Atlanta Festival, there was a map printed by the good Southern chefs doing the ham demo. There were hams from 11 Southern states. The only state not represented was ours. Ham master and James Beard awarded chef Linton Hopkins looked me squarely in the eye and said with the softest drawl but clearest intent, "Hope to see Florida in here next year." The challenge lies before us. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.